Welcome to another episode of Blackhawks Insider. It's game day, so it's time to hear from the head coach himself. Luke Richardson previews tonight's game and provides commentary on trending topics. So without further ado, here's Coach.
Blackhawks are in Ottawa starting a new road trip. I'm Joe Brand as we're talking with the head coach, Luke Richardson, and the Ottawa Hall of Famer, Luke Richardson. You got quite a motley crew here, too. Everyone here visiting you today?
No, none of my friends up there. Actually, just one guy that I know was a scout for Sudbury Wolves where Nick played, and he texted me and asked if he could bring his girls down to see Nick again after the morning skate. But other than that, I'm sure they're all here to see one guy.
I know this place is very near and dear to your heart, but what's something about Ottawa that Chicagoans or even Americans might not know?
Well, it's the capital of Canada, and it's a smaller city compared to Toronto and Montreal, but so it's got that small town feel, a little bit like the Midwest, like a little friendlier atmosphere. Other than that, like it's beautiful. It's a lot of waterways. There's two rivers that connect here with the Rideau River and the Ottawa River, so lots of bike paths along the water and outdoor events, whether it be in the winter on the canal or in the summer in the water or beside the water. So it's just a fun place to be.
Is that where we can find you during the summers?
Yeah, I'm on the bike paths with my road bike most of the time, and I love it. So it's a good place to be outside.
Very cool. Into tonight's game, your team with quite the response in the last game after a harsh practice. We talked so much about that practice, but how rewarding is it when it does pay off and the team receives the message?
Yeah, and I think it's more to remind them of what their duty is for this job. Like it's a job, but you got to balance finding the fun and the pleasure of the sport and enjoying it, and the professionalism of being the best at your craft in your sport. So trying to find that balance, and I think it's just to let them know it's not just coming out for fun and see how it goes. You're paid like any other professional to do your job every night, and you got to find a way to execute it. So I think sometimes just a sharp, hard practice like that, just that's what it takes every day, and it's not, oh, I'll turn it on when I want to turn it on. It's got to be there before you step on the ice. And I just thought the guys responded well. I thought nobody felt like it was a punishment. It was just like a real sharp reminder of this is the work ethic that we need. And I thought they were all together, smiling, happy. I'm sure there's a couple grumpy comments of the coaching staff, but then at least they're together as a team. And I thought they played as a team last game, and we saw that fire in the first period, and that's hopefully what we can do the rest of the year and even further.
Maybe tonight will be the night Landon Slager can pick up his first goal. But, you know, when he first came, you mentioned about the adjustment, how it's so different for a four-year college player coming to the NHL. Doesn't really feel like he's hit many speed bumps. What have you liked about his adjustments here in the NHL?
Yeah, no, he's very wide-eyed, taking all the information in and implements it in the game. But I liked how he just plays, with a lot of energy straight ahead. And he's not afraid to go physically into a battle with somebody or take it to the net. An intelligent player with that kind of, I think he's just got confidence in himself. And that's great. And it showed in the last game. I thought he played on a really good line with Dickinson and Anderson, and they really did a great job checking a guy like Huberto and trying to keep them off the board, and as well gave us some great offense.
Such a great start against Calgary in the last game. Ottawa in the second half of a back-to-back, but man, did they come out of the gate last night against Buffalo. What's the plan of attack tonight?
Yeah, we saw a bit of that, and they were ready to play last night, and they're not happy where they are in the standings, just like we shouldn't be. So it should be a good battle tonight of two desperate teams showing that they're better than their record and trying to prove at the end of the season that they're going to be competing harder next year and moving up the standings. So, not looking too far ahead. I think it's going to be a good power of wills at the start. I think both of us are going to want to get off to a good start because that's what our MO is from coming out of the last game. And I think we have to really hone in on that. They played on the road, they traveled, they played last night. We're the rested team that we got to make sure that we use that extra energy at the beginning of the game to get ahead of them.
I know we're here in Canada getting ready for a hockey game, but it is opening day baseball-wise. Remind me, you did play a little bit back in your day, right?
Yeah, no, I loved it. I was mostly a catcher, and then, you know, your knees get a little sore, I'd play center field or something like that. Definitely not a pitcher, but I love baseball, and Gary Carter was my favorite player as a catcher. That's why I wanted to play catcher, but from the Expos days, before he moved to the New York Mets and won the World Series. But other than that, you know, man, I played a little bit of slow pitch one tournament a year for a charity tournament every year, and every year it seems to be getting tougher and tougher.
Can you hit?
I'm okay hitter, yeah, but I'm actually a better fielder. I play left field now because I figure all the right-handed hitters, the ball comes that way.
Luke, welcome home. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
That does it for another episode of Blackhawks Insider. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube, and tune back in every time your Chicago Blackhawks lace up. And thanks to Southside Jake for the tracks on this podcast. You can also find him on Spotify, so be sure to give him a follow.